Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the Nurse Manager of Behavioral Health at Mid-Michigan Health Center Alpena, Cami Misiak. Cami, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about what you guys are doing with mental health. So what is Mid-Michigan doing to help stop the spread of the coronavirus?
Absolutely. So here at the hospital and at all of our off-site clinics, we have, really limited the amount of contact, both staff to staff. We have also limited visitors within the hospital just to, again, really limit the potential of the spread of any disease and or coronavirus. I'm really doing a lot of education surrounding hand washing, the social distancing.
Yeah.
We are having, staff work from home if they are non-essential staff. And then, of course, our frontline nurses really, celebrating them and all the work that they're doing, but supporting them along the way as well.
All right. Now, does this mean we can still see doctors or not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So we do have some of our clinics are still open. We do have the Oxbow Clinic. We do have the Family Medicine Clinic. They are still seeing patients, a limited number of patients. They do not have walk-in any longer, so
mm-hmm.
you do need to call and make an appointment. They are trying to do some virtual visits, and, your provider could recommend you. We do have set up a telehub. So it is a number that you would be referred to. You can see a provider virtually there and get that provider's recommendations.
All right. Now, of course, we talk a lot about physical health, but mental health, well-being, just as important. Any tips or advice on how we can take care of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I really want patients or anyone in the community, for that matter, to understand is that they're not alone. This is a very unpredictable time, an unprecedented time that we're going through right now. And, feeling afraid or sad or lonely, those are normal given the circumstances that we're in. So just really reaching out and remaining social in the confines of social distancing that the CDC is recommending. So really, again, limiting your exposure, but what you can do, virtually, online, if you can do some video chatting with some family, reach out, have that conversation. It'll help you, but it'll also help the person that you're reaching out to feel social, because we are social creatures by nature.
Sure.
There are a lot of things that are being offered online. Virtual tours of zoos, like San Francisco Zoo, I know is closed, and they have a great program. They're offering couch concerts that people can watch from home. I would definitely say that maybe the most important was continuous physical activity. If you can get outside and still abide by the social distancing that the CDC is recommending, but take your dog for a walk,
yeah.
go for a jog, any sort of physical activity, just go for a walk and look at the signs of spring and, the flowers that are coming up.
Yeah, exactly. But if we are experiencing depression, loneliness, or anxiety, what can we do, Cami?
You have quite a few options, and I want people to know that as well, that they're, again, not alone. And, specifically here at Mid-Michigan Medical Center Alpena's Behavioral Health Services, we are still open and we are still seeing patients.
Mm-hmm.
They are able to see a psychiatrist or a therapist. We are doing this over the telephone if necessary, but we do have the capability to do virtual visits. So, if you're able to use your smartphone or a laptop or a desktop that you have a camera available to you. And again, we are seeing patients Monday through Friday, 7:30 in the morning till 4 p.m. And then another two actually fabulous resources is the Disaster Distress Helpline. So this is a line that you're able to speak to someone, actually, and it's related to any natural or human-caused disaster. And that telephone number is 1-800-985-5990, or you can text TALK WITH US to 66746. The other fabulous resource that there is SAMHSA.gov. So this is the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration. And I was just on there this morning. They have some great resources. They have guidance. They have messaging for suicide prevention, crisis care. And this is not only available in supporting patients, but it's also supporting the family.
Very good. Lots of services available through Mid-Michigan Health. Cami Misiak is the Nurse Manager of Behavioral Health Services at Mid-Michigan Health Alpena. Cami, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And again, be safe yourself.
Thank you. You as well.